Day 13, Silent Courage. Let's just look at two scriptures. Acts chapter 7, verse 55. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Acts 27, verses 22 and 25. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. As we are reminded in the book Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7, there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Although we must take our stand and speak out concerning standards of morality, there are also times when it requires courage to remain silent. Winston Churchill made this observation: courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. It takes courage to sit and listen to correction, but often requires greater courage to sit and listen to criticism and then identify the threads of truth and then respond correctly. It takes the silent strength of conviction to separate truth from accusation and then hold fast to the right words. Like most of us, I've had conversations that have increased my resolve to press forward, and others that have just confused me. We need to decide to tune our ears with discernment to the constructive words and resist all false accusation. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 11, we read, "And when they heard of it, our hearts sank, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven, above, and on the earth below." We have already seen that fear and discouragement are enemies of the strong and courageous. So it is in the silent places of the heart that our courage must conquer. Every project or dream that is God-inspired will be too big for us to fulfill with our own reserves. It will always feel impossible, but we must see the bigger picture through the eyes of courage. God will help us. In the silent place, listen to the assurance of the promises of God and not the battle raging in your mind. In the verses above, we read how firstly Stephen and then Paul had courage in times of crisis. Stephen was about to be martyred for his faith, but he focused on heaven. The scriptures say his face shone like an angel. In his moment of challenge, he found a deep, silent peace that enabled him to conquer every fear of death, and so he died with great courage. If we are to live as people of courage, we need to triumph in the secret, quiet places of our hearts and minds so that we will remain strong. Paul was also able to stand firm in the time of trouble. His ship had just been wrecked and everyone feared that they would drown, but he was able to speak from a place of strength and to encourage them. In 2011, we have watched the uprisings in the Middle East change the political landscape. As the troubles erupted in Egypt, precious Christians decided this was the time for them to show courage. They had been praying for many years, but in February 2011, they felt it was time to join others in the now famous Tahrir, or Freedom Square, for a service of dedication. As the worship leaders took their guitars onto the square to join the youth, they asked God for a sign. They asked God to let it rain while they worshipped. It doesn't normally rain in Cairo, Egypt, so this was an unusual request. They knew that holding a public act of worship in the square was still illegal and that they could face prison. But they took courage and went. They sang songs about the precious land of Egypt and blessed their nation. Then they sang the song, "Let it rain, oh, let it rain." 2 hours later, it began to rain, and 48 hours later, it was still wet and cloudy. The hidden courage of years was now being displayed publicly. Let us pray. Father, give me the grace to listen to the words that will stir courage within my heart. Help me discern the negative words that will cause me discouragement and resist them. Teach me to be one who brings encouragement to others and helps them overcome their troubles. Amen.